In high school, I kind of was a pet, teacher's pet. In college, I kind of pretty smart. Kind of pretty smart because he don't know what he's doing, taking time to do that. But now I just kind of probably just teacher's pet.
Have you ever heard of brown nose or a cheese eater?
I heard cheese eating them. We used to call them that in elementary school.
Yeah.
That's about it.
You said elementary school. When you think of elementary school, what grades do you think it's covered?
Kindergarten through six.
Okay, what's after that?
Junior high school. And that's 7th, 8th, and 9th, but they've been trying to change that up. In high school, it's 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Yeah. Talking about school, do you have a name for the kind of wire fence that's usually around the playground?
No, it's just a fence.
Would you ever say something like chain link or?
Yeah, they call them chain links. And, you know those kind of redwood fences?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they just call them redwood fences.
Right. Good enough. And the building at the school where you play basketball all the time.
Gym. Mm-hmm. Gymnasium. Everybody just say gym. Man. Yeah. Everybody say gymnasium. Man.
Okay. What about the place where the toilets are located?
Bathroom. That's about it.
Would you ever call that the lavatory?
No. Some teachers say that, and people look at them like they're crazy.
Yeah.
Who's in high school, you know, they say something. I want to go to the bathroom. I said, you want to go to the laboratory?
Yeah.
He said, nah, I got to go to the bathroom. You know, make it simple. But, you know, some of the teachers, they'll say laboratory just to be trying to, you know, get you to put another word in your vocabulary.
Yeah.
Nobody hardly uses laboratory.
What about slang names for bathroom?
John. Toilet, you know, I mean for the whole bathroom, they say, let me go to the toilet, you know, just like that. What's about that?
John?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I said John.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay. The high school that you went to, were there very many different ethnic groups besides black and white?
Oh, we had black, white, we had a couple of Puerto Ricans, we had three Orientals. That's about it. Yeah, that's about it.
Did you ever call the Orientals?
No, we didn't. No, we didn't call them no chinks or nothing like that.
Do you know any slang names for, say, Japanese?
I used to know some. You know, you used to call them Japs or something. Another one is real terrible. I can't think of what it is.
Have you ever heard any for Vietnamese?
Slant eyes, that's about it.
What about goops?
Yeah, I heard that before. I believe Richard Pryor said that.
Called a what?
A gook.
A gook, yeah. Have you seen that movie of his?
I want to go see
in concert?
I heard the tape. I fell out laughing.
He's a funny man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all these next have to do with slang names for people like Orientals. Have you ever heard any names for Roman Catholics?
Yeah. Not at all.
What about for fundamentalist Protestants?
Ooh, what's that?
Well, like, you know, maybe like Baptists who you might consider kind of primitive, maybe literal, people who interpret the Bible literally and all this kind of thing. In a service, they get real excited and shout and all this.
Sanctified, they call them sanctified. Like, I heard this guy in speech class on board was telling us about different names for different kind of Baptists and stuff. I believe they call them down home Baptists and